Establishing the parameters for this historic undertaking took less time than anyone could have imagined. After that, however, we had to figure out a way to implement it. To set the process in motion, someone at the highest level of government was dispatched to Saudi Arabia, an extremely confidential mission. I never knew for sure, but I believe the envoy was Henry Kissinger. Whoever the envoy was, his first job was to remind the royal family about what had happened in neighboring Iran when Mossadegh tried to oust British petroleum interests. Next, he would outline a plan that would be too attractive for them to turn down, in effect conveying to the Saudis that they had few alternatives. I have no doubt that they were left with a distinct impression that they could either accept our offer and thus gain assurances that we would support and protect them as rulers, or they could refuse and go the way of Mossadegh. When the envoy returned to Washington, he brought with him the message that the Saudis would like to comply. There was just one slight obstacle. We would have to convince key players in the Saudi government. This, we were informed, was a family matter. Saudi Arabia was not a democracy, and yet it seemed that within the House of Saud there was a need for consensus. In 1975, I was assigned to one of those key players. I always thought of him as Prince W, although I never determined that he was actually a crown prince. My job was to persuade him that the Saudi Arabia money laundering affair would benefit his country as well as him personally. This was not as easy as it appeared at first. Prince W professed himself a good Wahhabi, and insisted that he did not want to see his country follow in the footsteps of Western commercialism. He also claimed that he understood the insidious nature of what we were proposing. We had, he said, the same objectives as the Crusaders a millennium earlier, the Christianization of the Arab world. In fact, he was partially right about this. In my opinion, the difference between the Crusaders and us was a matter of degree. Europe's medieval Catholics claimed their goal was to save Muslims from purgatory. We claimed that we wanted to help the Saudis modernize. In truth, I believe the Crusaders, like the corporatocracy, were primarily seeking to expand their empire. Religious beliefs aside, Prince W had one weakness, for beautiful blondes. It seems almost ludicrous to mention what has now become an unfair stereotype. And I should mention that Prince W was the only man among many Saudis I have known who had this proclivity, or at least the only one who was willing to let me see it. Yet it played a role in structuring this historic deal, and it demonstrates how far I would go to complete my mission.